December 30, First Things First. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. This promise will never fail. We cannot enjoy the favor of God unless we comply with the conditions upon which his favor is bestowed. By so doing, there will come to us that peace, contentment, and wisdom that the world can neither give nor take away. A humble mind and a grateful heart will elevate us above petty trials and real difficulties. The less earnest, energetic, and vigilant we are in the service of the Master, the more will the mind dwell upon self, magnifying molehills into mountains of difficulty. The burden of God's work laid upon Moses made him a man of power. While keeping for so many years the flocks of Jethro, he gained an experience that taught him true humility. The command to deliver Israel seemed overwhelming, but in the fear of God, Moses accepted the trust. Mark the result. He did not bring the work down to his deficiency, but in the strength of God, he put forth the most earnest efforts to elevate and sanctify himself for his sacred mission. Moses would never have been prepared for his position of trust had he waited for God to do the work for him. Light from heaven will come to those who feel the need of it and who seek for it as for hidden treasures. But if we sink down into a state of inactivity, willing to be controlled by Satan's power, God will not send his inspiration to us. Unless we exert to the utmost the powers which he has given us, we shall ever remain weak and inefficient. Much prayer and the most vigorous exercise of the mind are necessary if we would be prepared to do the work which God would entrust to us. Many never attain to the position which they might occupy because they wait for God to do for them that which he has given them power to do for themselves. All who are fitted for usefulness in this life must be trained by the severest mental and moral discipline, and then God will assist them by combining divine power with human effort. Wrong habits are not overcome by a single effort. Only through long and severe struggle is self mastered.